Welcome back to TRP.
Today I'm going to have a little chat with Pat Skillen, King of Ireland, and find out how he's doing in lockdown.
Listen, Pat, great to talk to you. Could you tell me about how you feel about this lockdown now that we're 1 year in?
How I feel about the lockdown, in as much that the politicians are guessing and guessing and guessing, so I don't pay any attention to them. I've had my injection on Tuesday morning, and I don't listen to the Irish news. How has it affected me? No, my son, my family are in England, and but I don't know when I'll see them again. They were to come in January and May, and then August, maybe September. And my daughter, the same. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, so it really has disrupted like family connections. Do you talk on Skype or anything like that?
No? Oh, yes, when I have time.
That's brilliant. But tell me, you just said you had the jab. Did you have any apprehensions about that?
No.
And where was that performed? In the local doctors?
Dr. Toomey called me on Monday evening. He ready? And I said yes. And he went down. In the gale and the storm, the devil knows what. And then asked me to would I take one neighbour of mine down, and which I did. And that was it.
And because
I was a bit sore, but nothing else.
Yeah, but because you've got the jab now, does that in any way does it make you a freer person to go out or do things? No.
No, the second jab will be on the 23rd of March, a month's time.
A month's time,
and,
yeah.
So I don't pay attention to the politicians. I play it by ear. And I'm well looked after here. Paul Boggan up the road. And I'll have a need anything, they bring it down.
That sounds fantastic.
Richie
Dawes
in town.
You're only getting that special treatment because you're King of Ireland, you know, like commoner like me wouldn't get a chance like
Richie
that.
Richie has always looked after me, Richie Dawes, since the time my wife and I arrived in Ireland.
Yeah.
And couldn't speak high enough of him. And then there's Richie Doyle, and then there's Pettits in Clonard.
How difficult has it been to keep in contact with your family?
Not at all, because my sisters are in Dublin and haven't seen them for over a year. And my family are in England and I haven't seen them. We were supposed, and then my Mari's family are in Canada. So apart from the Skype and the whatever the blaze you call it.
Yeah.
All that, we all would Zoom, be lost yeah. without it.
Tell me then, there's 24 hours in a day. 24 hours in the house is a long, long time. So how do you keep yourself active, or what do you do to keep yourself amused? Do you read? Do you write?
I read rather a lot. I'm reading In Bed with the Blue Shirts at the moment. It makes Machiavelli look like an amateur.
Really, yeah. But like, I mean, there's only so many hours of the day you can hold a book in your hand. Do you watch
I discipline myself with the booking.
Do
the
you?
Reading. Oh, yes. Paper. Oh, no. Just the music. Putting the place up. Get in touch with people. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm lucky enough. I can go to bed. It's whatever time, 10 and a half, 10, 11, whatever. I put my head to the pillow and I go to sleep.
Good on you. Do you watch a lot of television? No.
No. Might have glanced at the football last evening, but no. No, I don't watch a lot of TV. Have to be a good movie.
Yeah. So when you say music, is it classical music you listen to?
Classical music. Yes, I have lots of music and the shanties, and I was part of them for a good while.
Yeah.
Sea shanties, keep in touch with Owen and Billy Furlong and the devil knows what, and I love it.
Yeah,
we do miss that. Everybody moves on.
Of course, yeah. And what about have you any plays in production? Are you working on any?
No. I don't produce plays. That was all done with Tom Gary, who wrote a play, The Vegetable Man, and Two Full Houses. And they're not because of me. And prior to that, I did lots of shows with Mari, brilliant lady. And then I had the the big C, as they call it.
Yeah, yeah. You seem to recover from that quite well. I mean, you look like a healthy man, you know, to me.
Oh, well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, I went to see Lucy to have my chiropodist. Yeah. She's impressed. And then I had the hygienist.
Right.
She does me.
Great.
And then I went and had my eyes done.
Right.
And my family are really impressed the fact that I'm perfect.
Yeah, well,
it's a running joke with my sister.
But, you know, that was the first thing when I first met you. I just thought, God, this guy looks like 20 years, or he behaves 20 years younger than he probably is. But it's fascinating. You say you play golf. So what sort of...
play golf.
You did play golf, but you said you missed the golf.
I missed the camaraderie.
Oh, right,
in the clubhouse with the guys and having goals with each other. And
you wouldn't play around the golf now, would you?
Don't worry, wait and go. I got everything ready, all my gear ready, and the clubhouse is closed, the golf courses are closed, and Ross Lair, and God knows when we'll be active again. So I keep in touch with my friends.
So just to clear this one out, up, Pat, you do play golf still?
Yes, I would play golf still, yes.
And what sort of handicap would that be?
That would be 24 and counting.
Very good. I'm very impressed. I think I got the best I got was 26 when I was playing golf, so that'll tell you. And that's many, many years ago. What do you see? Do you think we'll be out of this by the end of the summer, the coronavirus thing? Or do you see it?
I haven't got a clue, no more than the Taoiseach, Martin or Leo or Boris or the devil knows what. Nobody knows. I'm looking forward to September. Well, lives in hope.
Were you one of these people who went for meals or anything like that? Did you go to restaurants?
Before this, oh yes. Oh yes.
So what will your first thing be? Will it be a pub or a restaurant?
Well, I'm looking forward to a pint of Guinness in the Whitford.
In the Whitford. Very good, yeah. Good on you.
I've given up all the drinking as it was. But no, I love a restaurant, and my son was looking forward to the yard. Fond memories with his mother, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And courtyard. And what's the other one? The stores?
The stores, the Crown Bar as well, yeah. I don't know. I don't know many of the bars in Wexford, to be honest. But it's strange. Like, people just kind of go off the face of the planet. You walk down the street in Ross Lair now, and you don't see the regulars as much. But what I have noticed is there's a lot of Dublin registered cars coming around here. Lots of people seem to be just springing up like mushrooms down around here at the moment, which I think is a bit unfair. And those people who do lock themselves down and try and stick to the what they're supposed to be doing.
People are like that. At the moment, I've been reading, phone the Wexford people, try to get in touch with Southeast Radio.
Yeah.
And the Wexford people. Regard to the dog on the rock pavements.
You're talking about the dog shit now.
The dog shit, yes, you can call it that.
It is crazy. I've noticed that lately.
I wonder how many dog licenses have been issued in the last year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I didn't agree with that.
Someone's anybody.
Well, you know what I find strange is because I am going for more walks than I normally would do. And it's on the pavement. They don't even bother lifting it off the pavement where people tread all the time. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Well, I'll give you a prime example. I checked before I made the phone call yesterday, a small piece of grass, and I counted at least 12.
Wow.
Dog shit.
That is.
And counting. And if I went out this morning, I could find another 5, 6 on a regular basis.
And would you know who's responsible for that? The owners of the dogs. Like, surely they must have some shame in them.
No one has any shame. Friends of ours make a point of taking their dog, Harry, for a walk, make a point of picking that up.
Yeah.
Someone gave out to them. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
If you do that, we'll all have to do it. And that is
somebody said that to them?
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. I did hear a story about when they were going for walks, they were finding the doggy bags, for want of a better term, with the poo in it. But the bags weren't being disposed of. They were hanging from branches of trees or whatever they could find.
That is the story. Just throw them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's crazy. It is crazy, crazy. Do you have a dog yourself?
No.
A cat? No, nothing. No pets.
I don't need a pet. The only pet I have is my. Well, I haven't got a pet.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a teddy bear, which I gave to my woman.
you're a bit big for a teddy bear now. Come on.
I don't have a teddy bear. On Valentine's Day, I went up to the Boggins.
Yeah.
And there was this lovely teddy bear there.
Oh,
and
lovely.
I bought that and carried up to my woman and locked the door, it outside and run. My grandson was born on Valentine's Day 34 years ago.
Ah, oh, brilliant, brilliant. And did you kind of hide the teddy bear when you were bringing it up? Was it wrapped up or was it proudly?
No. It was from Boggins, a lovely red rose in there, and carried it up, and the lady is fascinated.
And tell me, I know you're one of these people who frequents Boggins and has a coffee and a chat. I miss that
terribly.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Sunday morning,
yeah.
Where I sit in Liar's Corner.
In Liar's Corner, yeah. Yeah, that I think that seems to be missed by a lot of people, to be honest, because it was a little den of iniquity, should I say.
I beg your pardon, dear boy.
Well, I think I'm telling the truth. You probably won't admit it, but that really is a shame. The social life of the town has been kind of...
destroyed.
Destroyed, yeah, because of this.
I noticed one thing, though. When I walked down the main street,
yeah,
because I had to go there to get my glasses done, etc., etc., and there was nobody smoking.
No.
Whereas I ring up and I'd say they smoke, they blow the smoke out, and I'm walking into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is, I make it furious. If I was younger, I'd be dead, because I'd be killing all these people.
I can understand that you've been more susceptible probably than anybody to that smoke. I just think it's a tough time for everybody, and especially the young kids. I actually feel sorry for the teenagers, because I think they're having a rough time, you know. If I was a teenager, I'm not so sure I would be as strong as some of them are.
When I was a teenager, I was working. I didn't have time to feel sorry for myself. Of course, it was a different era then in Cabra West.
When are we going to have coffees in Boggins again? That'll be
be the priority.
Yeah.
And then, well, they look after me there. I have a tea. And if he has any hot chocolate, I have that rather than the coffee. I get up there about 8 o'clock Sunday mornings, but obviously it's keep quiet now. And... yeah, I do miss that. But anything I need,
yeah,
I can ring up Richie Doyle, and whatever I need, he comes down on a Thursday if I need it. Terrific guy.
Yeah,
couldn't speak high enough of them. The quality of the food, etc. And Pettit's in Clonard, yes.
Fantastic, yeah. Are you worried, Pat, because, you know, being King of Ireland, that your kingdom might be usurped by the time you get back out?
Well, I was reading the politicians... and I don't know what's going to happen to my country.
Yeah.
The main, I have no great hope for it. When I came
What do you mean by that?
The word I used was incestuous parasites.
Wow.
And I would stick by that.
Really?
That's what I think of them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, listen, anyway, I just want to say, look after yourself. Looking forward to seeing you soon. And listen, thanks
for that. For my dinner last evening, ribeye steak from Richie Doyle's, which I've been saving, with garlic butter.
I think Richie Doyle and you must be in cahoots. You must be getting a slice of the profits, are you?
No. What happens when on Christmas, on the Wednesday of Christmas Eve, I drove by there on a Wednesday, and I didn't even have to stop the car, bound the window down, put the food in the back of the car the window, and off I drove without even getting the bill.
Brilliant.
And I said, I'd sort it out later, and he forgot all about it. I had to remind him. So now he's, I shouldn't speak high enough of him.
Listen,
great food.
Yeah, I just want to say something before we finish this off. Now that you're on this thing here, would you like to say hi to any of the family anywhere?
My family,
yeah.
Oh, they all love me. When all are dead, they love me. Oh, my sister Margaret Mary in Cabra West is 2 years old.
Oh, yeah.
My younger sister Florence Bernadette, who got the jab in her hip. And then my young sister Elizabeth, Lillian, and Noel. Oh, don't forget Noel and Carl. Carl is a Down syndrome kid who worries about Carlisle.
Oh, God.
And Man United.
It must be a tough time for anybody, you know, with Down syndromes at the moment to try and understand what's going on with life. It's just so crazy, so crazy. And the kids back to school next week, which is something positive.
Are they going to go back to school? Oh, my God, I might. Yeah, I better not venture out of the house because the mother's driving down here. Your life in your...
You know, the funny thing about it is you're right.
I wouldn't let my kids walk. I don't even walk down the Grange Road to the Cedars or the Coast, as they call it now.
Why?
It's flooded.
Oh, because of the water.
Your life in your hand, there's no pavement.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, that's true. So that's another qualm you have, and it's something else you have to complain about.
I shall behead the lot of them. I'll have my Lord Chief Executioner. What did you do? Bump. What did you do? Bump. I think they summed it up in the council meeting years ago. Tony Robinson was. Ah, Jesus, lad, let's go and have a cup of tea and quieten down. And that's, and he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He did a eulogy for Ryan. What's his name? Michael Ryan.
All right, yeah. Right.
And he, off the top of his head, he did a wonderful speech about the guys who went to England, worked, and came back in the Wexford Hurling Association, the London Wexford people. Yeah,
right.
I'm a dub.
Yeah. And
well, thank you. Where are you from, incidentally?
Where am I from? That's a very, very personal question. I tell you, I was actually born in Enniscorthy, so I'm a Wexford man, believe it or not. I have some sort of a right to be down here. Huh? It doesn't count. Being born in the county doesn't count.
No. When I came back here, when I was in England, I was an Irishman.
Yeah.
And I went, put them all right. And then when I came back here...
You were still an Englishman.
They were calling me a blowin', they were calling me this, and I surveyed them all. What is your name? Oh, your name is this. Your name is Roach. Your name is this. And where do you come from? I've got the oldest name in Ireland.
That's what you keep telling me, but I don't know. I don't know if I believe it.
The record book, Skillen. Ballard, the one I joined, married Queen Skillen.
All right.
7,000 years ago.
I believe that. But, like, I mean, you know, like, I hate to say this, but you are a dub down in the sunny southeast, whether you like it or not. You will never be a Wexford man. You're
I'm
a dub.
The king of Ireland all over the place.
You might be the king of
Ireland.
I've
made a great contribution to the community here.
Yeah, I suppose you have, actually, to be fair to you, yeah. You have. But would you not be better off up in Dublin Castle and pontificating up there?
I would not live in Dublin if you gave me a free house and a free car.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's lost its soul.
Where's your
allegiance? I'd rather live in Belfast.
Where's your allegiance to the county of your birth?
No, I don't think anything like that.
No?
I'm an Irishman.
Well, you're an Irishman, but, like, you're not a Wexford man. Like, come on, let's call a spade here. This is, you know, this has to be said. You might be the king, but, like, you're not a Wexford king. You never will be a Wexford king.
You're trying to draw something out of it, which is not there, dear boy.
I probably am, actually, to be honest. But listen, Pat. Listen, Pat, have a good time, and thanks for having a yap with me here on the podcast. Look after yourself and talk to you soon, hopefully. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
See you, Pat. Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
I'm looking forward to our coffee morning in Liar's Corner.
Yeah.
Not Lion's Corner.
In Liar's Corner, yeah. Okay. Look after yourself. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Keep listening to TRP. Please tune in to our next episode.